Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed higher here across the board. Surprisingly today, the soybeans were the big leader, up 20 cents here. The November beans closing at 20 even higher at 9.63 and a quarter. So a really big up day there. The resistance was thought to be $9.50 this morning, but it blew right through that level and continued up. An interesting thing to note with those November beans is that they did fill the gap from two Sunday nights ago. At 9.62, and now we're back above the moving average to close above the 50-day moving average. All it needed was 9.52 and three quarters, and it was 9.63 and a quarter. So back above that, and we've also broke out of that kind of that downward trend that we've been seeing. So that's the soybeans. Corn up 3.5 to 3.75 cents. Not as a big of a jump or a kind of defining jump for the corn, but it was welcome. We're still a significant way off that gap from the two Sunday nights ago and significantly below the moving average. We're still in the kind of the downward trading mode, even though it was up 4 cents. And then wheat futures up 4.5, 4 to 5 cents here, I guess. Chicago up 3.5 to 5. Kansas City December up 3.75 at 5.13 3/4.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The USDA report will be next Wednesday at 11 a.m. That's August 12th. We're going to have several things on this report. It'll show the 2015 corn and bean production. That'll probably be the biggest part of the report, or the most watched part of the report, and how that affects the other parts of the corn and bean balance sheets throughout the rest of the year, not only in the U.S. but also the world. It looks like the average guess for the corn yield is 164.5. Last month, in the month of July, they were at 166.8. So that's a significant drop-off. Total production of 13.327 billion bushels. That's down from the July estimate of 13.53. And, of course, last year we were over 14 at 14.216. So quite a bit lower than last year. Beans, the estimated yield 44.7. Last month they were 46, so a drop there. Total production of 3.724 expected. Last year we were at 3.969, so a drop from last year as well. Ending stocks are looks like they're going to drop across the board for corn and beans as well. Not only here in the U.S., old crop and new crop, but also the world, old crop and new crop.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, October live cattle down 32 at 148.52, December down 25 at 149.97, September feeder cattle 90 lower at 210.57, October down 82 at 208.27, October lean hogs down 32 at 64.12, December down 22 at 60.47. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at 493, December up 3.75 at 513. 15.75. September Chicago wheat 3.5 higher at 510.5. September corn up 3 at 372.75. December up 3.25 at 383.75. September soybeans up 19.5 at 975.5. November up 20 at 963.25. October cotton down to 138 at 62.12. December down 94 at 61.32. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.